Yeah, baby. What's up? Happy Tuesday to you. It is Tony Curry here on Tony Curry Radio, gathering my stuff. We got a monster day here on Tony Curry Radio. Of course, as I mentioned yesterday, every one of our shows now on Tony Curry Radio and our network is running 5 days a week. So every single day of the week, Mission Minor runs at 10 o'clock in the morning. You've got Adapter Parish with Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Aklepo. That runs every day at noon. You get the Damon Johnson Show. It runs at 3 o'clock. When in Rome with Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Runs at 5. Need to Know with Kip Kiefer. I recorded his show yesterday. Dude, you want to hear a show that kind of... It doesn't agitate you. It's called Need to Know because it's his opinion. It's a great show. It runs at 6 o'clock every Monday through Friday. Dark Side of the Pooch, also recorded that yesterday. 7 o'clock Monday through Friday. Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty, 8 o'clock every Monday through Friday with the exception of Wednesday because that's when we have Live Wire Wednesday. We do that at 8 o'clock. So every single day of the week, we have a great, unique programming here on the Tony Curry Radio. And, of course, thanks to tens of thousands of folks who have downloaded the Tony Curry Radio app. Just go to Android or Apple and look up TKR. Three letters, TKR. Download it. You'll be helping me out big time. And then I'll help you out by playing some serious kick-ass rock and roll 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, along with all of our special programming. So we got some really cool stuff there. Also want to mention yesterday, I don't know why I do this. Every time I'm talking about work play, I screw something up. Tommy Williams texted me yesterday. Cowboy Mouth is going to be playing not this Friday, but next Friday. Next Friday at Work Play. Maybe you went to their website, workplay.com, yesterday and saw that I was actually off a week. I got my days all screwed up. School starting again, summer, you know what's going on. Check out Workplay, workplay.com for Cowboy Mouth. Ticket prices, man, hundreds of dollars for all these different shows. Cowboy Mouth, $25. $25, and you're in the door. So check it out. It's going to be fantastic. Also, wanted to mention Ozzy Osbourne. Dude, he just got out of the hospital like a week ago or something, wasn't it? Ozzy Osbourne's amazing. He was on stage last night at the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games in England. No one knew he was going to show up. He gets up there with his former guitarist, and he's up there playing Black Sabbath Paranoid. The dude just had like 17 pieces of metal stuck in his back. He just rolled out of the hospital a couple weeks ago with Sharon, his wife, and he's on stage. It was the first time that he's been on stage in the forever. He's 73 years of age, diagnosed with Parkinson's. Has had all these issues, and he's on stage last night, and he said he was happier than a pig and shit. He is, like, getting after it. So Ozzy Osbourne back on the road soon? I think so. Finally, and good morning to Ted DeFanakis. I know Sam Rushing's also checked in this morning. Benny Selman's going to be part of it. Al Cooper's also rock and roll this morning. Good morning to you, Annie. We welcome you in this morning here. Thank you for watching us here on Facebook and, of course, listening to us on Tony Curry Radio. So I got a phone call yesterday from my good friends at Fox 6. I love Fox 6. First of all, I know everybody up there. Steve and Kutcher, good morning to you, man. I've known Mike Dubberly for a long period of time. I used to race cars with him up at Say Re. We've done all kinds of different celebrity things together. Janice Rogers, I know her big time for over 30 years. Claire, Toy, Mickey Ferguson, they're the coolest TV station out there, and that's why they kick everyone's butt here in Birmingham. They're great. So they reached out yesterday and asked me if I'd come up to the studio, and I'll be on this morning in a couple hours here at 9:40 to talk about Olivia Newton-John. I was 15 years old when Let's Get Physical came out, the song Physical. And I remember because MTV had just come on the air like 2 months earlier. And if you remember back in the MTV days, man, when you hear a song and you're thinking to yourself, okay, how are they going to make a video about this particular song? And you get super excited about it. Sometimes the video had nothing to do with the song title or its lyrics or its meaning. Sometimes it had everything to do with it. Sometimes it was just the band on stage playing the song and there was no overlapping or lower thirds or any of that stuff. So when Olivia Newton-John, her squeaky clean image started to change a little bit from the latter part of Grease, and of course her wearing the leather and everything else and her growing up, and she's coming out with a song called Physically, with a song that had a line in it, horizontally. I know a lot of people could not wait to see that video, and then you saw it and you were kind of like, and it was funny. A typical Olivia Newton-John. That's what made her so great. She was sexy. She was really attractive. She was incredibly talented, but she stayed within her own lines, her own moral and ethical lines, and I love that about her. She kept it squeaky clean. She was great. But she had her life taken away from her yesterday, also at the age of 73. And I was talking to Dr. Josh Klapo, my radio partner. You know, I always talk about Julie Andrews. I love me some Julie Andrews. I'm going to cry when she passes away. Hopefully she's around for another 10 or 15 years if she can. Olivia Newton-John was Josh Klapo's girl to him. And she really changed so many different things, not only musically. Not only was she super successful, and of course, Grease, one of the biggest soundtracks, selling soundtracks of all time. But she also set some landmark things in the world of music. First of all, we mentioned the Physical song. Physical has been voted over and over and over again as the sexiest song ever written. That's pretty big to know that you've got the sexiest song ever written. The song, by the way, ran number one, I think, for like 7 or 8 weeks, which did fantastic. She was also part of a landmark deal back in the MCA days back in 1978. She had a record deal. Radio people know this really well because we deal with record executives. But artists would get screwed all the time. They would have a hit record. The label would get behind them, push them through. They get super big that everyone wants. And then, of course, they give them a big signing bonus. They say, okay, I need 6 albums over the next 4 years. And they would sign the deal because they'd be getting money up front. And then it was really up to the record label whether they wanted to push your product out. If they really pushed your product out. I remember, like, remember the Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight? Never heard the song, never heard the group, but I remember a record promoter coming into a radio station telling us it was going to be like the next biggest thing since like Led Zeppelin. And we believed that. And of course, they're like, you play this song, then I'll allow you to bring on Bruce Springsteen, do this and this and this. Record labels, man, had a lot of power. So evidently, after she hit it big back in the mid-70s, RMCA had this record deal with her where she had to come out with 4 albums in 2 years, which is really difficult to do. And if she didn't come out with 4 albums in 2 years, they could penalize her by extending her contract. So in other words, they owned her. And just because you own a personality or an artist doesn't mean you're going to push them through or really care whether they're going to be successful or not, right? So she sued MCA. And from that point on, back in 1978, it created a situation where artists not only signed contracts, not based on the length of their contracts, but based on how many albums they came out. Now, with that being said, a lot of artists were like, okay, I promised them a 4-album deal, and it didn't have to be over a 10 or 15 year period. What happened is they'd start putting out crap in hopes that it wouldn't sell well so they can move from one record label to the next. And a lot of artists did that. But it was landmarkish, man. It was pretty big. And also, the crazy thing about Physical, which I remember, is if you remember, no one ever wore headbands. Unless you were in the gym. From that point on, everyone started wearing headbands. Hell, my guy next door wears the headbands when he cuts the grass. Every time I see him cut the grass, I think of Olivia Newton-John. He's like 80 years old. Richard Evans, good morning to you. That was kind of cool. And again, she came out with Xanadu. You remember the old John Travolta movie? She also did The Two of a Kind, which wasn't particularly good after Grease. Anyway, she came out with Xanadu, which was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I actually saw it in the theater, but a cult classic. I was watching Friends the other day, a rerun of Friends, and Joey and Chandler were watching Xanadu, and Chloe walks in, she goes, "Ooh, Xanadu," and all the next thing you know, everyone's watching Xanadu. Anyway, she was a tectonic plate shaker, man. She was awesome. I cannot believe she's gone at the age of 73. Cancer got her, but God love her, and just a squeaky, clean, fun, sexy, incredibly talented. I think she won 4 Grammys, so Olivia Newton-John. So we'll be talking about her more coming up a little bit later on this morning. I'll be on Fox 6 with Mike Dubberly and Janice Rogers and the rest of the crew right around 9:40 this morning, so make sure you check it out. Also today, Whitney Houston would have been 59. Can you believe she died 10 years ago? That's hard to believe. I cannot believe that Whitney Houston died 10 years ago. She would have been 59 today. And also, when I first moved here in town, I lived up behind the Butcher Block up off of West Valley Avenue. It's when that area of town was rocking. You had quarries and you had, I mean, there's bars up and down the street. It was great. Anyway, I lived up in a little garden home, and I had a friend of mine that lived next door, and he was kind of a playboy, had a hot tub, had the whole 9 yards. And I got home one night, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever. He said, "Hey, can you come over to the house?" I was like, "It's 2 o'clock in the morning." He's like, "No, come over to the house just for a minute. I promise you're going to love it." And so I walked over there, and there was a guy sitting on his couch with a cowboy hat on, kind of pushed down over his eyes. And I thought he was sleeping. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. And a guy looked up, and it was Sam Elliott. And I was like, "How in the hell do you know Sam Elliott?" And Sam Elliott is in person, at least for the few hours I end up staying up all night with a guy. Sam Elliott in person is just like the dude he is in his movies and on television, man. He talks the same way. He's got the same mannerisms. But anyway, Sam Elliott, happy birthday today. You turned 78 today. So I had my little brush with fame there with Sam Elliott. All right. Have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. Don't forget to download that TKR app, Tony Currier Radio. Get after it. And of course, if you miss any of our shows, we have 13 different shows. We have three new shows that we're going to be starting. One's going to be called LPOD. We have a show called Wide Awake Wake's going to be coming up. We have Kip Kiefer, who's going to be starting his brand new show called Wanna Bet. If you're a person who, like, for entertainment purposes only, likes to make a little wager and you need some plays, he's going to be doing a show. His son, of course, works out in Las Vegas. It's going to be a great show. That show's coming up, not to mention all of our other fantastic shows. Go to wherever you listen to your podcast. We're on Audio Boom. We're on Spotify. We're on every podcast platform out there. If you want to hear our musically elemented shows like Blues Almighty, The Damon Johnson Show, When in Rome with Stuart Rome, check out Spotify and listen to all of our wonderful music. It's fantastic. I think you really enjoy it. Download the TKR app. All right, have a great day. I'll see you on Fox 6 in a couple hours. I love you, and I hope you have a fantastic and blessed day.